Now that was Katie B with 5am. It's just coming up to 12:06 at Phoenix 98 FM. You're listening to Michelle Ward with Eat My Brunch. Now every day I travel in and I go past this fantastic hotel. It's the Rougemont Manor Hotel, which is on the Great Worley Street, and I'm joined in the studio today by the marketing, is it director or manager?
Marketing manager.
Sam, so thanks very much for coming in today. Now
no
you come
problem.
In to talk about an award, because you've actually won the best large hotel in Essex award.
That's right, yeah.
Now, before we actually mention about that, how long have you been working at the hotel?
I've been at the hotel for 5.5 years now, so yeah, and I enjoy it there. It is a really nice place to work for. It's such a friendly atmosphere to it as well.
Yeah. And did you start off doing this job, or did you start off doing something else?
I started off on reception,
yep.
And then I sort of worked my way up from reception and went into, and I ended up in the marketing department, and then it was actually back in April last year, and I got made marketing manager, so it's sort of all gone up from me since I started, which is great, really.
Taking over.
That's it, yeah. Watch out for next year.
Slowly but surely. Now, I was having a look on the... it's got quite a history. If you go to actually go to the website and have a look at the hotel, all the W's, DeRougemontManor.com, it's got quite a history, the building. I didn't realise how long it had actually been there.
That's it, yeah, it does. It dates back so many years, and it's actually... you say it's been hundreds of years, but it's actually only ever been owned by two families.
Yeah.
The first one, which was the Heseltine family, which they owned it, and they... it was actually the Hilton family, which who own it now, bought it off them. And it was their father that bought it off them, I think it's about 45 years ago.
Yeah.
Sadly, he passed away 3 years ago. So now it's his three children, Jason, Devine and Victoria, which run it. So they're the directors of it now. And they've made some great changes over the last 3 years. And like you say, if you drive past it every day, you'll see the changes that have been made.
Yep.
And there's still so many to come as well. It's like really exciting times.
If you go to the website, you can see all the different stages of the hotel as well, from sort of very early with people on horses outside.
That's it, yeah. We've got all the old photos done up, and they're actually all around the hotel as well now, so they do look great in there.
Because there's the road, because when you drive, because obviously I drive past it every day and have a good try and have a good nosy as I go past when I get past in my car. But that used to be all fields outside of that house, because when you look at some of the old pictures...
That's it, yeah, and if you look at some of the old photos, you can actually see the back of the hotel, what's now the back of the hotel, used to be the front of the hotel.
Yep.
So there's actually a house up the road. You used to drive in through that and drive into what's now the back of the hotel,
yep.
And you'd leave out the... what's now the front, yeah.
So it was actually it was a private house when it first started.
It was a private house originally, then they converted it bit by bit over the years.
Yeah.
And obviously there was a big fire there 10 years ago, which took out a considerable bit of the building. And obviously they tried to restore it as much as they could, and certain areas are still the same. But I say they've obviously added on certain areas after the fire, which has obviously helped to expand it a lot.
Now, you've won Best Large Hotel in Essex Award. Where did the award come from, and how did you get entered into it?
We were put forward for the award. A couple of people suggested it for us, so we entered into the awards. And there was a series of questions, I think about 10 or 15 different questions, which literally covered everything. So you had to answer all of those and have a brief telephone interview. And if you get through that stage, you get shortlisted down to 20 hotels.
Yep.
And that's where the judges come in. The judges then go through them 20 hotels.
Do they tell you when they're coming in, the judges?
This stage, you don't know who the judges are.
Okay.
They just do like a search of the website. They do like a mystery visit around the hotel. And then they shortlist it down to three.
Mm.
So you get, and they're your three finalists.
Yep.
Then you do know when they're coming. And they came into the hotel and met with myself and Jason, who's one of the other directors. And they literally went from top to bottom of the hotel, and they wanted to see everywhere, all the rooms, all the staff, all the different events we do. And obviously they sat down with us and looked at how we help the local community, obviously the environment, all stuff like that.
Yeah.
Looked at the past and like the history of the hotel, and obviously looked at what we've got going forward, and then they make their decision from there. It was obviously at the awards evening last Wednesday we found out. Obviously we were successful and we won it, so yeah,
it's fabulous. It
was all well happy.
It is when you think about places like hotels, and obviously because you run weddings, conferences, company dues, loads of stuff you do there,
plus
the restaurant as well, it is a team. It has to come from the top down, but it has to be a team effort, because you're only as good as your it's the
weakest
link, isn't it?
With us, I mean, I've worked at other hotels, but it is such a friendly hotel to work for. And every single member of staff gets along so well. It doesn't matter what department you're in. You can always go run and help that department. Everyone knows how to do everything. I think that's what makes us so good, is that we are so friendly and everyone gets along so well, which I think is what makes a difference, because that's really where the teamwork comes from.
Tell us about Heseltine's, the restaurant.
Yes, our restaurant. Obviously, that's been part of the hotel since it opened. And we just recently refurbished our Heseltine's restaurant to mark our 45th anniversary.
Yep.
We had done two things. So we've been in the same family, the Hilton family, for 45 years now. So the first thing we've done was launched our afternoon tea.
And the second thing
was our obviously refurbished our Heseltine's restaurant.
Mm.
So that's now been completely refurbished. And we've got an excellent chef in there. We've got excellent service in the restaurant. So it really has turned it round. And the restaurant is such a lovely place to go now. And the atmosphere, the food, the service, everything's just spot on in there.
What type of food would you say it is if you were...
There's a different selection of food. We have got our a la carte menu in the restaurant.
Yep.
Or we have got other menus which are available. Like, yeah, we have got a bar and grill menu, which is also available in our restaurant. But the main one is our a la carte menu.
Yep.
And obviously Sunday lunches on a Sunday.
Yeah. If you cook it yourself, you say you cook Sunday lunch yourself and you go, oh, I just don't want to eat that. But if you go somewhere else and somebody else is cooking it, it's much nicer.
It is such great value as well for the food that comes out and the service you get with it. It is really good value in there, so it really can't be beaten.
Tell me about the cream teas, because I really want to know about the cream teas, because that is just something lovely.
Everyone loves them. I mean, we didn't really realise what a success they'd be. Obviously, we knew they would be successful, but so we launched it back in April. We had a big launch, and we had the mayor down. We had all local people from the community, all the village people that have known the hotel for years.
Yeah.
And we launched it, back in April. And since then, it's just been such a major success for us. And at the moment, it's literally about 70 to 80 covers a day.
Wow.
For our afternoon tea,
When does it start? What time is it going to?
It goes from 2 till 5.
Yep.
It's only $15.95 per person.
Yep.
And I say you've got a different selection of international teas, scones, fresh cakes, sandwiches. And again, it is really nice quality, all the food. And it is really nice what comes out. I say I have a few cakes off it a day, so I do know.
You have to roll me down into the car park. Now, you do obviously cater for, you have weddings there and conferences, and I was at the mayoral end of year party, I think it was last year actually.
That's it, yeah.
It was a massive event, but I know because I have been in that hotel before, because you've got two parts, haven't you?
That's it. I mean, what we are is we're just so flexible. There's so many different function suites that go from so many different sizes, so we can go from two people to 250.
Yep.
And that could be like weddings, conferences, parties, anniversaries, christenings, all that sort of stuff. We do cover it all. Because it is so flexible, we can sort of move certain areas of stuff to make sure it fits to exactly what you want, and yeah, there is something for everyone there, so in the way of like functions and stuff.
And if you go to the website, which is all the www.derougemontmanor.com, you can see loads of if you're looking at thinking about getting married and you want to have a wedding, you can do basically everything, so you just do one stop shop.
That's it,
it's all done. You don't have to go anywhere else. So with the awards, you've got the award now, so what's going forward for the rest of the year? You've got Christmas coming up, it'll be a busy time. What sort of things are going on?
That's it. Obviously, just had the award, which has been great for us, and all the staff are so happy about it, and it's been such a great achievement for us. And obviously now we've got Christmas to focus on coming up as well. It seems crazy, but it's not that far away at all. I think our decorations go up in 20 something days.
Yep.
So obviously Christmas, and that'll keep us busy throughout the whole of December. And then January and February, we have a sort of quiet week after December, which everyone needs really.
Yeah.
But then before you know it, you've picked straight back up again. Obviously where we've got all the accommodation as well. During the week, all our corporate guests, so they start again in January, so we're fully booked every night in the week.
How many rooms is it for the hotel?
There's 81 rooms altogether.
81?
So it's a lot bigger than it looks, especially just driving past, because there is so many people that say, oh, we drive past that all the time, I never knew you'd done this, I never knew you'd done that. It's not really until you go in there you realise just how good it is, and obviously what is available to you and how big it is, yeah.
And what do the rooms start at, Sam? What sort of
The room prices start from a single at £79 and they go all the way up to £220.
And you get breakfast.
You get breakfast with it as well.
Fried breakfast, I'm thinking about the fried breakfast.
That's it, you can have your breakfast, your lunch, your afternoon tea and your dinner in the same day.
Just be rolled out the front, get out of the hotel, don't come back. So you've got a great team there, and are you working Christmas Day? Are you doing Christmas dinners or do you shut down?
We do everything. We're open literally every day of the year, including Christmas.
So people want to go there for Christmas.
We're fully booked for Christmas Day.
I thought you might be.
A lot of our dinner dances as well, which are Thursday, Fridays and Saturdays in December.
Yep.
A lot of them are full. There is still some availability across the dates, but the majority of the dates are filling up really fast.
Yeah.
Boxing Day lunch as well, we do that. And again, that's filling up fast. And on New Year's Eve, I think we've down to limited tickets of about 10 or 20 now, so...
Will you be there at the table having something to eat, or will you be there working?
I'll be there working. As nice as it would be to get someone to phone up.
Do they not put a little table at the back just for the staff to go, Happy New Year,
that's
get in there and start working. Thank you very much for coming in today. You've got loads of stuff coming up. If you want to do check out the check out the website or the www.rougemontmanor.com. Congratulations on the award. You must, you must already be pleased.
It is,
really,
it's just such great news for us. I'll say we are just so over the moon with it, and hopefully now we'll continue going from strength to strength, which I know we will do, yeah.
Brilliant, lovely. Well, it's great to meet you today. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you for having
in.
Me on.
I told
no
you
problem.
It goes really quick when you're in the,
that's it.
When you're in the hot seat. Right, thanks very much to Sam there. Don't forget, do check out the website, all the W, de Rougemont Manor. I'm going to do it again, DeRougemontManor.com. I've said it right, haven't I?
That's it, you have, yeah.
I was trying to posh up my accent then just slightly. Right, here's coming up next, here's Placebo.